Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
If you were to head over to Bet Online, pretty sure the over-under right now is set at 6.5 games. And if you head over to Bet Online and you use the code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, you can get yourself a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. And then you're free to try to make some money off of your Washington Commanders. If 6.5 wins seems low to you, you go over. If it seems high to you, you go under. It's simple as that. And it's as simple as having it right at your fingertips through Bet Online, either on their website or on your phone. They have all your up-to-date wagering information and news. You can bet on the NFL action that's going to be coming up. You can bet on NHL, NBA playoffs going on right now. I know our caps are done. How about the Nationals looking much better in playoff position and above 500 for the first time since 2021?
Not even 1-0 since then.
Yeah. Been so long. But yes, Bet Online, where the game starts. Welcome to the game here on Ref the District, episode 172. Rookie camp is going to be hitting the books here in 2024, starting this Friday. That is when numbers are going to be handed out. So thankfully, this whole numbers thing will be gone until people start getting cut and numbers get open again. As Locked On Law mentioned, Smoot waited at 21 until Dion left, and Sean Taylor, Tommy T, had said Sean Taylor waited out for 21 until Smoot left, right? And so that's why we have a rookie year of Sean Taylor in 36, which is why that number is important for quite a few people. Rookie minicamp, it's a lot like OTAs. This is going to be a glorified walkthrough, Stoner. There's not going to be contact. We're not going to see Johnny Newton destroy Coleman and have everybody worried that Coleman is not going to be a left tackle in the NFL just yet, even though they already worried about it, right? This is for people to get familiar with the playbook. Jaden Daniels apparently has already been working through some of the Cliff Kingsbury playbook. Mm-hmm. And this is a good time for these players to impress their coaches.
Yeah.
What can we expect to see during this rookie minicamp?
Not necessarily a whole lot on the field, Nathan. It's not going to be a situation to where there's going to be a whole lot of video coming out. If I remember last year, they only sort of let the media in for like 15 minutes a day or whatever to just kind of see what's happening. But they're not going to be doing a whole lot on the field. Most of these rookies are unsigned. The draft picks are all unsigned, right? None of the draft picks have signed. The rookie free agents, of course, are signed. But nobody is going to be doing anything physical while they're out there. But it is a good chance to just kind of establish a culture with this coaching staff and these rookies. You know, let them know what you expect from them as rookies within the organization, how they should comport themselves both on the field, in the locker room, and with the media and all these other things. It's just a way to establish culture, establish what you're going to be all about for the next couple of years.
That is super important, Stoner. In fact, that's exactly what happened last year with Eric Bieniemy. I mean, look how important that was with him. As I'm reading a blurb from the 2023 article here, offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy wasn't vocal for the entire practice, but there were some moments when he made his presence known. He would shout at the quarterback and center to control and tighten the huddle. But the most common thing he would say is for his players to finish. And people ate it up and people loved it.
Sure.
And we're people gonna do that were again. Like, this is what we did. And we're gonna do it all again. Oh, time is a circle, right? Like it's a interesting thing when it comes to that. So it's just kind of, when I was looking back, getting ready for this episode to talk about the rookie camp, I thought it was important to look back at last year's and see kind of what we saw there and what should we expect from this one. And you're absolutely right, Stoner. The mindset, the mentality is one of those things. Even though they're not in pads, this is a time for these coaches to let players know this is a welcome to the NFL moment for them, right? Sure. This is no longer a college system. Even if you were in the vaunted, you know, SEC or Michigan for Sanestrel, where they probably had, you know, similar type things, this is a step up. You need to step up. And for some players, it's going to be too much and they're going to buckle. And for other players, they're going to shine, and coaches are going to be able to see this, and they're going to see who's ready and who's not ready. Yeah. This is where Braden Daniels from last year, I believe, started showing signs already for the coaching staff that, hey, he's not ready yet.
Not ready. Yeah, it's not. Daniels was one of those guys. There was a couple of guys that stood out. And you talked about it with Emmanuel Forbes. He shined in that rookie camp, and it did sort of kind of establish an attitude with him, the mentality with him, and, you know, didn't necessarily go over to where
the expectation for him after rookie minicamp was really, really high.
Sure. Yeah. And we're going to get excited about a lot of it. We're going to get these videos, like you said, of Daniels throwing to McCaffrey, Daniels throwing to Sinnott, things like this, just guys doing drills and just being impressed. And that's great. That's what it's supposed to do for fans. It is supposed to get us excited. It's great for what it happens on their end, right? It's great for what they need to do in terms of establishing the culture, establishing a mindset, and getting an understanding of what it means to be a professional. But from our side, it does get us sort of ramped up for the new players, the new coaches, the new front office people, all this stuff, and just kind of gets us excited for what we're going to see. Because after this, then we've got that lull again from now until training camp starts in July, or we have some other mini camps.
OTA workouts will actually be the 14th and 15th.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
14th of May,
Right.
Then there'll be a break 17th, 21st, 22nd, 24th. This is where, so the rookies get this time to themselves.
Yeah.
And then the big guys come in and kind of, that's where you're going to see kind of the jockeying and positioning. And this is the 14th and 15th is going to be exciting because then we get to see Terry working with, you know, JD five. And you know, the,
I see what you did.
Yeah. It's going to be that, that I think is going to be exciting this time here. It's exciting, I think, for the rookies. And you had KJ Henry talk about trying to show up and show himself. One of the names I think is going to be someone who we're going to hear from for Washington, because the rookies coming into this are the 9 that were drafted and the 11 who are undrafted. I haven't seen an official list yet. There are other players who can be invited. This is essentially a tryout period. Sure. Jarvis Landry is joining the rookie minicamp for another team, but I can't think of which one that which camp he's doing. But if you're a veteran who doesn't have a team, I believe you can join a rookie minicamp and just kind of show coaches like, hey, I can still play, right?
Yeah.
Of the ones that are why did I leave that? Why would I do that? I'm going back to the page now. It's actually going to be, oh man, why did I happen to pick the guy who I can't pronounce his name, the cornerback out of Colorado State, a Newsom.
Oh yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the one who we're probably going to hear, I think, the most praise of. He is, with Sam Hartman, one of the ones that they paid quite a bit of money to make sure that they came here as an undrafted free agent. And I think that when you're looking down, the guys who are drafted, they just have to show up, show that they can play, and they're probably going to make the team because that's why they were drafted.
Yep.
But these undrafted guys, like the tackle who, again, name, God dang it, Nathan. NWAOGWU. I am trying my hardest. I swear to goodness.
Well, even when you can't even pronounce a guy like Mahomes properly, I don't know why you're even trying to pronounce that guy's name properly.
So those are the ones I feel like have an opportunity to show coaches I should have been drafted. Mm-hmm. I deserve a roster spot over one of these others, or at least as the roster starts dwindling, keep me
sure
instead of other guys. Although I think, is this the first year, Stoner? Correct me if I'm wrong, or someone in the chat help me out here. Is this the first year we're going to see rosters just bulk cut? Is it going to go? Because normally they do a two-step. Did they last year went from 91 to 53?
Well, it went from 91 to like 85 or something. There was like a weird 5-man cut or something like that. And then it went from 85 to 53 on that Monday, whatever that was, right? On roster cut day. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if it's going to skip that first one, but yeah, it pretty much just goes right now from like 85 down to 53 on cut day. So they'll be around forever.
Yeah. So COVID year went from 90 to 53. Yeah. And Grimjaw here, last year was the first year for the bowl cut. Yeah. I thought there was one more opportunity that it was going to go even further, but yeah, Brian, says as Gregory mentioned, I'm always wrong. I'm always, always wrong. So there's not really an opportunity to be like, hey, as the roster dwindles, but there is a chance to, hey, be the last guy, be the 54th guy, right? If you can't be the 53rd guy, be the 54th guy is an opportunity for these people to make. And because we put a lot of high praise, I think, on undrafted free agents. And I know Sam Hartman is already a lot of people pinning him in as QB3. These guys are more than likely going to end up on the practice squad. It's very rare, Tinsley being an example of that, who make the 53, but it starts here in this rookie camp of showing them, hey, I am capable of what you need.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I was going to bring up Sam Hartman. That's another guy that's going to be really interesting to watch in rookie camp, because they did sign him to a pretty big undrafted free agent deal. So it's the kind of money to where you're going to say, we want you to be around, right? So it's going to be interesting to see how that quarterback dynamic goes, not just in rookie camp, but as training camp goes along, because they have four quarterbacks now. Right. Or they have, of course, Mariota, JD5. Right. That's what we're going to just call them. JD5, Mariota, Driscoll, Fromm, and Hartman. What is that? Can I do the math? That's five. Right. So they have five quarterbacks now. They're only going to carry probably three. I don't think they're going to carry four, even practice squad wise. They're going to have one on the practice squad. So where does that leave guys like Jeff Driscoll, who's not a great quarterback, but he's the type of guy that sticks on rosters because he's a veteran. And
he'll be QB3, in my opinion. I think Jake Fromm's gone. Yeah.
You think Jeff Driscoll is QB3?
Yeah. Who else are you putting there? You got Jaden Daniels, QB1.
Yeah.
Mariota is QB2.
Uh-huh.
Sam Hartman on the practice squad. Jake Fromm's going back to selling insurance with State Farm.
So you're saying they're keeping four quarterbacks.
On the practice squad, they're going to have Sam Hartman.
Right.
And Driscoll will be the third quarterback.
They're going to have Driscoll. They're going to have Sam Hartman on the practice squad as QB3, as the emergency quarterback. I don't see them taking two quarterback spots on the practice squad. That would be weird to me.
We've broken down. Yeah. And this is why, that's why you get to sit on the practice squad and you'll be the emergency QB locked on laws that doesn't count against the roster.
It does count against the roster. It 100% counts against.
It doesn't count against the game day roster is what it is.
It doesn't count against the game day roster. If he is the emergency quarterback, you can still have the full amount of inactives.
Yeah.
However, he counts as a roster spot on your 53-man roster. So if you are going to keep him on your 53, then you're going to have bump somebody out.
Yam hitting on the head. I think they keep four total, especially with what happened with Adam Peters in San Francisco, where they're down all three at one point. They ended up on QB4. And I think that's one of the things is we've talked about how QBs – it is a rarity to go 17 games, especially here in Washington, to go all 17 games. You draft a guy at two who is thin framed and a running quarterback. Now, statistically speaking, a running quarterback's not more likely to get injured than a non-mobile quarterback. But you might have heard that first part. He's thin framed. He's going to take some hits. And if he sits out, you go to Mariota. Who hasn't been able to play healthy for a while. He reminds me a lot of Colt McCoy. Comes in for like a game or two, gets injured, and then you're on to your next quarterback.
Right.
And so then who you're going to put at QB3? And to me, that's Driscoll, the guy that they went out and got, not Jake Fromm, and not another rookie in Sam Hartman.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what they're going to end up doing, Nathan. I have a hard time believing that they're going to have four quarterbacks, that they're going to take up one of those, or essentially they're going to take up two of those roster spots as quarterbacks. I understand that what happened to San Francisco in that playoff game, that's very, very, very rare, and that's what brought in that emergency QB3 rule that we have now, but you just don't normally carry four quarterbacks, even if two of them are practice squatters. I don't see it happen very often. You've got to carry defensive linemen, offensive linemen, wide receivers. Sometimes you got to carry an extra kicker over there if your kicker is a little banged up. We saw that happen last year with Joey Sly a couple of times where they had to carry an extra kicker on the practice squad. It's a value. Roster spots are super valuable, and I just don't see him carrying two quarterbacks on there. I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels, JD5, as we like to call him here at Ref the District, Marcus Mariota, and Sam Hartman. Those are your three. I think those other two are Jake Fromm is going to probably be one of those guys that you can call up if Mariota gets hurt.
He'll be free.
Right.
Or Driscoll be free. He's on Driscoll. His sister's couch thinking about studying at ODU because Jake Fromm will be there. Okay.
You might have Armani Rogers as an emergency QB. You might have Luke McCaffrey as an emergency QB. Who else can play quarterback?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You got enough running backs at this point. You probably just run the ball. Tommy here with this one. I think we overvalue even the ones we pay high money to. Mason Brooks would have been another one last year who they paid big money to on the practice squad, not getting stolen, right? Sam Hartman, for those audio listeners, Hartman didn't get drafted. I'm not scared to put him on the practice squad, is what Tommy said. We overvalue these undrafted free agents. They were undrafted for a reason. I'm not saying that they can't be stolen. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. You know, Ridgeway was a fifth round pick put on the practice squad and Washington took him, and he's had some reasonable NFL play here in Washington.
Two Hill's another one that was on
Casey Two Hill, Philadelphia's right.
Yep. He was on Philly. He was drafted like third round, I think. And we stole him off the practice. Yeah. I agree that I don't think they're scared. I don't think anybody's going to snag him if they put him on the practice squad. But when you say you kind of overvalue it, well, the Commanders overvalued it by giving him a lot of money. They're saying we think he's going to be a guy.
Oh, they absolutely wanted him here. And that's why I feel like he's going to end up on the practice squad. I do feel that a lot of people are penciling him in as QB3. I mean, if he comes to this rookie minicamp, and I mean, he shows a lot of what they were looking for, which is experience at the QB position.
Yeah.
Some toughness. He is mobile. He's not Jaden Daniels mobile.
He's got a candy arm. That's his problem. Okay. He's got a, you know, Colt McCoy arm, and Colt McCoy stuck around for 10 plus years in the NFL. You can do that if you're smart enough to know how to manipulate the coaches into signing you, which is what Colt McCoy did because he was a terrible quarterback. But I can't promise you this, Nathan. When after it happens, after the rookie minicamp happens and all this crazy stuff is coming out in terms of numbers, in terms of play on the field, in terms of, that video that gets leaked of JD5 throwing a bomb to Luke McCaffrey with Sanistrill covering and couldn't quite get him. We are going to react to that here on Ref the District. We will have
100%
reaction for that.
We're going to overreact. What are you talking about?
Overreact as well. That is correct.
I'm telling you, and this is why I said this at the beginning. I haven't gone through this now. But I will now. I'm warning everybody. Okay. Let's not get too excited. When we see that video, I know we're going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be like, we're going to the Super Bowl. Okay. I get it. I understand fan is short for fanatic. We're going to lose our gosh darn flipping minds.
Yep.
When we see that beautiful deep ball from Jane Daniels to whoever is out there, whether or not it is Luke McCaffrey or one of the other wide receivers who are going there. Maybe it's a running back. It doesn't matter. They could not show it being completed for all we care. All we see is this beautiful deep ball being thrown, and then that's it. We're done. We're so excited to finally get closer and closer to football. But let's just maybe this time.
No, it's not going to happen. So I'm sorry, Nathan. I'm just calling my shot right now. I'll sit here and I will complain about the hiring of Cliff Kingsbury, and I will complain about not getting an offensive a left tackle to protect Jaden Daniels. I'll complain about a lot of things the offseason. But once they get out there on that field and they start throwing the ball around, especially when they start hitting people later on in training camp and all that, I'm all in. I'm all in. I'll get excited. I'll have objective sort of analysis of what's going on, but I'll be so excited just to see these guys and the hope that it gives us. We've talked about that almost from episode number one of Ref the District. And what we always need from this team and the teams that we follow is hope. And that's what this team has given us this year. We had hope last year with Eric Bieniemy. We had hope with Sam Howell coming off of that week 18 game against the Cowboys. We had a lot of hope going into last year, and it all fell flat on our face. Well, doesn't matter. We're going to do it again. We're going to get all excited and have a lot of hope about what's going to happen in Washington this season.
It is silly how excited we can be. And schedule release is next year or next week.
Yep.
And we always release our Trev special, 17-0 until we find out otherwise, the dub special that he'll put out for us. It is something I think that this is the period to be excited, right? Until games are played, you don't really know how good or bad this team is. You can guess, and you can sit there and say, okay, this was a 4-win team last year. They've turned over the most in the NFL so far. 53% of the roster or 47% of the roster has been turned over at this point. So, they're doing things. This is a new coaching staff. It looks like the focus is going to be on defense and running the ball until the quarterback play can get to where they need it to. So maybe they do win a game here. It's a fourth place schedule. You can start finding at an avenue where Washington maybe doesn't pull Houston Texans, but at least does better than what they did last year. So this is the time to find all that hope and to not sleep on your team. In fact, you don't have to sleep either. If you head over to don'tsleepenergy.com, use the code district to get yourself 10% off your entire order. I can tell you this has been a huge help here in the Perry household as chaos reigns supreme. Mm. And I've had a lot of late nights and a lot of early mornings, and getting through the day is tough. So I go to Don't Sleep Energy to make me great and keep me going and up here creating content for you. So you can head over, support a local company, DMV company there, Don't Sleep Energy, by using the code district right on their website, either energy drinks or some of their fantastic merchandise. Don't Sleep Energy. It makes you great.
It does.
Maybe not the segue we had last week, but I felt that was a fairly decent one. We are going to go ahead and hit up our cool down here with the mailbag, as I don't know that there's anything left to talk about rookie camp until it happens. If there's anything that's significant that happens, we will absolutely be on the ball. You'll find content right here on Ref the District. So make sure wherever you are watching or listening to this that you've subscribed, and that way you can get all of our content. Get those questions in for the mailbag. We have a few. One from Silver Fox, one from Deluxe. No, that one went on a question. We have a statement from Gus, and we have, of course, the RFK site and a couple other things we'll be talking about here during the mailbag. So stick with us here on Ref the District, episode 172.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.